From the Midwest to the Atlantic, Old Man Winter is making himself known this week. About 4 dozen deaths have been blamed on frigid temperature, snow, and ice since the weekend. A snowstorm heading east from Michigan could dump up to 10 inches in part of New York and New England tonight. Further south along the coast, it's freezing rain, and it's coating the snow that's already on the ground. South Carolina has been especially hard hit. It's clear there now, but the ice coating there has been as much as 3/4 of an inch thick. Tree limbs are down, roads are like skating rinks, and some 220,000 people were without electricity this morning. The governor has declared a state of emergency. Chris Robinson works at the Hiller Hardware Store in the capital, Columbia. He says it's gotten much worse than expected.
It started around Sunday afternoon, maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere up in that. But, you know, the conditions then were just rain, and upon, you know, rain ceasing, that's when it started freezing over. So I would say around between 1 and 6 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
And what were conditions like when you actually woke up Monday morning?
Surprise, surprise, surprise. It was ice everywhere. On my way to work, down trees, power lines. But I got to work in one piece, so it wasn't too bad.
What was that commute like as you were trying to creep to work along that ice?
I was thinking that, you know, take as much time as you need. I'd rather get there late than not get there at all, or having to make a detour by a hospital or something of that nature. But all in all, it wasn't too bad.
Well, what's the scene there in the store right now?
You've got customers coming in and going out. We're getting them out just as fast as we can, but as you can hear, you know, phones ringing. There's just too many people and not enough people to wait.
So the lines are quite long?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Are you running out of some of those key items right now?
Yes, ma'am, we are. In fact, we run two stores, one here on Lady Street and one in Five Points. And we've been transporting items from one store to the other store as customers, you know, request them.
What kinds of things are they buying?
Just a short list. Generators, light bulbs, lanterns, propane tanks, batteries, salts, flashlights, burners, pots, gas cans. And, in fact, in less than a day and a half, we've sold 3 pallets of salt, which is 100 bags to a pallet. So that's quite a bit of salt we've sold in the last day and a half.
Do you have supplies coming in? It sounds like you're going to run out of things pretty soon.
Yes, ma'am, we are.
You probably usually look forward to quitting time, but you're probably not looking forward to that commute tonight.
No, ma'am. In fact, I'm not looking forward to quitting time this evening because the customer needs the products. And that's what we're here for.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us. Stay warm and please do be safe.
I will.
Chris Robinson works at the Hiller Hardware Store in Columbia, South Carolina. He was speaking to us about an ice storm there.